My good people, I urge you to read carefully, word for word, the important notice about confirmation on the back of the first page of your bulletin. As always, I urge you to read all the bulletins thoroughly and to absorb and get the message that is being taught you. I'm going to start this sermon a little differently this morning by reading the epistle for last Sunday. I urge you to listen carefully. It's from the first epistle of St. Peter. Beloved, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation. Cast all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering befalls your brethren all over the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself, after we have suffered a little while, perfect, strengthen, and establish us. To him is the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. My good people, most of us have a tendency to take all the little trials and tribulations, all the hardships, all the downs, all the unhappinesses that we see all around us, the sad state of the world, the sad state of our children, of our parents, of our families. We tend to take all of these as various crosses. And they are crosses. But if we look at them only as crosses, that's a bit negative. Yes, they are crosses. But we must remember that not one single one of those crosses comes our way except through the will of God. He either positively wills it for our own good, or he allows it to come our way. If instead of looking at these crosses only as crosses, we were to look at them as gifts from God, as each one being a personal gift that our Lord himself hands us. I know that sounds strange. Why would God want us to suffer? But did not his only son himself choose that way? Why should we expect to travel any other way than the road that our Lord followed? The more one loves, the more one suffers. If we complain about our suffering, is it not maybe because we don't truly understand love? Look how much our Lord loved us. Look how much he suffered for us. Why do we complain? Why do we balk when we do a little mild bit of suffering for him? Life is not easy. It never will be easy. But if we look at life as what it really is all about, life will be less intolerable. What is the purpose of life? Some people don't like to hear this, but it's a fact. Life is nothing but a preparation for death. But the problem with the word death is most people, or too many people, think of it as the end of something. But with the proper attitude, the proper knowledge, the proper love of God, death is not an end, it's a beginning. It's the beginning of eternity. So life is given us that we may prepare ourselves for life in eternity, for loving and serving God without end, and in eternity, provided we are properly prepared in this life, we will have nothing but unending true happiness and peace. But we make the mistake of looking for peace and true happiness in this life. Now, that doesn't mean that God expects us to be unhappy. No. He wants us to be happy. That's why He's given us everything He's given us. All the beauty. You can find beauty in anything if you look for it. There are some very beautiful things around that God has given us. But the problem is, we look for beauty in the wrong things. And we see ugliness where love would see beauty. So when our Lord says to cast our cares upon Him, He means that, literally. We accept everything that comes our way, no matter how hard or how devastating or how earth-shattering it may appear to be. We place it in God's hands, knowing that He will take care of it and take care of us. But that doesn't mean we can sit there and twiddle our thumbs. No, because there's one big requirement, and that is that we change ourselves, our internal selves. It means we bite our tongue. It means we control our appetites, whether it's the appetites of gluttony, or sex, or money, or greed, or whatever. It means an all-out battle against self. But while we are battling self, we leave everything else in God's hands. All the useless worries that we can do nothing about, that is what we must place in God's hands, knowing that He will take care of them and us, while we struggle to make ourselves worthy of Him in the next life. My good people, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.